Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Chaf Ches, and we're here at the bottom of Chaf Zayin of Beis, right? We had the long Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth parak, and now we jump into the Gemara. So the first thing the Mishnah had said was, Kishem Shamayim Bodkin Oso, Kach Hamayim Bodkin Oso, just like the waters check her, so too the waters check him. The Gemara immediately wants to know, what do you mean, him? Right? Oso Leman, right? Who are we talking about over here? Elema Lebaal, if you're telling me that the waters check the husband. So Baal, my husband. First of all, what did the husband do wrong? Right, why would the husband, right? Why would the waters have to check it? Chitayman, if you'll tell me this, like, the is bay avon, bud gilemaya, if you're telling me that we're checking him for any misdeed, and if he did any avira, i.e., if you look at Rashi, he was with her after they were secluded, right? After she was secluded, after she had warning, Kinoi and Stira. So Maya ki isle avon bidide nami barkila. Right, Maya how do you read that? Meaning, one second. Di isle avon, right, barkila Maya. So ki isbe avon bidide, right, my barkila Maya lidida. Right, the problem is that the Mishnah is looking for a case, right, where just like the waters test her, so too the waters test him. So if you tell me that we're testing him to see if he was, you know, true to the halacha and wasn't with her on the way to Yerushalayim. So if he was, the problem is that if he was, so then she doesn't get tested either, right? I mean, we're looking for a case where they both get tested, right? And if he failed the test, right? If he was with her, so so then the waters don't even check her. The husband will be clean of or free of sin, right? And the woman has to have this sin. Bismancha ish menuka me avon, hamayim bokin as ishto. Right? Ina ish menuka me avon, ina mayim bokin as ishto. Right? If the husband is guilty, so the waters are not even going to check her. So what is the case, right, where the waters are checking both her and him? So Ella must be, not him, the husband, Ella the Boel, must be or the guy she was secluded with. And therefore, and the implication being that she's not the only one who blows up over here, right? It would be the Boel as well, right? It would suffer the same punishment. The problem with that, if you say that we're talking about the Boel, so listening to Tani the Seifa. Problem is that the Boel, right, the suspected adulterer says to them, that should be referred to in the same way that the Seifa the Mishnah refers to. Because the Seifa says, Kashem Shasur of the Baal, Kakasur of the Boel, right? Why does it say, oh, so? Right, it should have referred to him just like the rest of the Mishnah did, right? Le Boel, right, and therefore right, use that word instead of the pronoun. So the Gemara says, "Lo'olam, really, Le Boel, really, you're in a chanami. We're talking about the Boel. So what's with the language?" So as you might imagine, right, very often the Mishnah uses language that parallels what we've been talking about, just so that it shtims. So Vereisha Aiditana Osa, right? So since we're talking about the Maid Boken Osa, the water checker. Right, so Tani Oso, therefore we use the parallel language of Oso. Seifa, and the second part, I did the Tani Baal, right, just like we were trying to parallel the Boel with the Baal. So just once you mention the Baal, so therefore you say, therefore Tani Boel, right, but really it's referring to the same person. Okay. Right, again, we said Shinamar Ubo Ubo, right, that's the halacha, right, that we said that Ubo Amayim Amarim Lemorim, right, we said there are a couple of psukim over here, Ubo Amayim Amarim. And then it says Ubo Bo Hamayim Hamarim. So again, it says that's the reason why the waters check her and him, i.e., the suspected guy and the woman, suspected woman. So Gemara says just Iboilehu Bo Ubo Kamar Ubo Ubo Kamar. Meaning, what's the drush over here? We're looking for the extra vav, or are we looking for the fact that it says the word Ubo twice? So we're going to bring a couple of proofs, and you'll see in a second why it matters. So the Gemara says, right, Toshma, first attempt at a proof, right, Kshim Shashur, the Baal, Kachasur, the Boel, right, just like, right, she's also the husband, so too, she's also to the potential, right, for the guy she was with, Shinamar's Pazik says, Nitma, Vinitma, because, again, so you see that we're darshaning Vavs here in the Mishnah, right, it's Nitma, Vinitma, right, it's one word, but you have the word Vinitma, you see that the Vav, what is the drasha? So the Gemara says, well, to be dain tibai, nitma nitma kamar, right? Oh, nitma vin nitma kamar. Well, you could ask the same question about that drasha, right? Is it the vav or the fact that it says it twice? So the Gemara says, Satoshma, I'll bring you a proof. For me, the Gatani Seifa, because the second part of the Mishnah says later, not the second part, but later on in the Mishnah, right? We have that whole long Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, Shnei pame morim beparsha vinitma vinitma, or really should be nitma, right? Yeah, nitma vinitma. It's a lot of nitmas over here, right? If you look at the Torah, or anyway, it says it twice, right? Meaning echa the baal, echa the boel, Right, once for the Baal, once for the Baal, and then that's Nitma Vinitma, so we call the Rebbe Kiva Vavid Kadarshi. I mean, that there Rebbe says, Beferush, that he's using the Joshua from the fact that it says it twice. So implying that Rebbe Kiva, right, who he's arguing on, right, is using Vavid Kadarshi, is using the Vavs, right, to use it, to teach the Joshua. The Gemara says, Hilkach, therefore, the Rebbe Kiva Shisa Kroiksivi. Because it says the word Ubo three times, right, in the Parsha of Sota. You can check it out in the Torah or over there. Not to beleaguer the point over here, but it says it six times. Right, Rashi also. If you look at Rashi, Shisakroi, right, it says that he goes through it also. So it basically says the word ubo three times, and therefore, if you're darshaning out the word ba ubo and the vav, right, so Rabbi Kiva Shisakroi Ksivi, right, then you got six. Right, chad tzava dida v'chad tzava didei, right, chad asiyah dida v'chad asiyah didei, and chad liyidiyah dida v'chad liyidiyah didei. One for what's called the tzava, one for the asiyah, and one for the yidiyah, right, for all those three things, right, or for her and for him. What are those three things? Right, so if you're the Rashi over here, right, she's a kroy, kind of spells it out over here. What tzava is to command, is to tell, you know, to tell the waters to go do it. The asiyah, right, is the fact that we know that it's going to happen. That the kind of the promise, right? The idea of Yisrael, Rashi writes, the maftiach lem sheyid go'amayim, the promise to Am Yisrael, and then the idea, right, is to tell them, right, to tell them that that's what's going to happen, right? Lehodia lanu, right, to tell us, and to tell the woman and the guy in general, right? So Lutzi Laz all about, right, the little Lutzi Laz, right, on the Mea Marim, right, that we should know that it's definitely going to happen. So those three things. Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Tzolasa Kroi Ksivi, right, you only have three psukim, and therefore Chad Latzava, Chad Latzia, Chad Liyidia, right, for those three things, that's all Shaykh, right, to the woman in question. Rebbe Kshem Shemayin Bokin Osa, Kach Bokin Osa Minale. So how does Rebbe know the first halacha in the Mishnah? Right, if Rebbe doesn't use Ubo Ubo, right, how does he know the first halacha in the Mishnah that it checks the Boel as well? So Kumar says, Nafkali Kinditanya, he learns from the following Brysa, because the Pasuk says, that's Bos Beten, Vilan Pil Yarech, right, to explode the stomach and the thigh, right, Bitno Virecho Shel Boel, right, it's talking about the Boel, right, the guy who we were suspected that she was with. What about the woman? So it actually has another pasuk that is in the feminine, right, Ata Omer Bitno Shel Virecho Shel Boel, Eino Ela Bitno Virecho Shel Nevelas. What about the woman herself? No, it's the pasuk says, because she Omer Vitzav Sa Bitno V'Nafla Yirecha, right, that's in the feminine, so that's Harei Bitno Virecho Shel Nevelas Amor, right, that's what we're talking about, right, the woman over here. So what's that talking about? That's Bitno Virecho Shel Boel. That's talking about the guy she was with. What did Rabbi Kiva say? What does Rabbi Kiva do with that pasuk? Right, that teaches me the modula koin de beten beresha v'hadar yarech. That the Kohen needs to tell her, right, again, even though the Pasuk says the reverse, right, but the Pasuk, Kohen has to tell her that the stomach is going to be impacted first, and then the leg, and then the thigh. Why right, so that people shouldn't think that the waters are not doing anything, because again, the water goes down through her throat, right, hits the stomach first, and then the leg, right? If the leg would kind of get blown up first, and then the stomach, right, they'd say, oh, it must have been something else. Right, people are very often very willing to kind of distort reality, right, and say, "Oh, it must be something else because it was out of order." Right? Well, if you're looking not to believe, so it's very easy to just it must have been the reverse. So, anyways, we don't want any laws on the Mayim Amarim. So the Kohen says that it's going to impact the stomach, and then the leg, right, and that's why it doesn't necessarily refer to the Boel, because you have another pasuk that refers to the Boel. Vida chai was Rabbi Seiv imkain. If that's true, what it's talking about imkain, this lichto kra bit navi recha, right? My beten viyarech, right? It should have said, if it's talking about that we don't want to be motzi laws on the waters that are going to go into the woman, should have said bit navi recha. Should have said it in the feminine. It should have said referring to her stomach. What's the stomach and the leg? Shema mina the Boel must be talking about the guy we're suspecting her of being with. So maybe it is Taka, right, talking about the Boel, right? Why, meaning, why would you also tell me that it talks about the stomach, and right, that it's also to not to be motzi laz, right? How could you learn that? Same kain lichtov bitno v'yirecho, right? So, because if it was only talking about the guy, right, it would say his beten and his leg, right? My beten v'yarech, shvamin atarti, right? You can learn both. Right? The fact that it just says beten and yarech, you can learn it's talking about the boel, and it also is coming to make sure that we're not going to be motzilas, right, on the waters, and that it can happen in that order. Okay. Am Rabbi Yeshua hayag kach hayadorish zecharia, right, ben akotzev, right, what was that drush over there? Right, he had a couple of them, right? Right, Am Rabbi Yeshua kach hayadorish zecharia ben akotzev, Rabbi Yomar shnei pamim ha'umim v'tora nevetzma v'nitzma echad ba'al v'echad, right, leboel. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Shalosh Pomim Hamurim Beparsha, right? It says three times, right, in this Parsha Sota, in Nitzma, Nitzma, Vinitzma, right? It says those three times. If you look at the Psukim, that's actually not the order, ironically enough, that's not the order that it occurs in. Right? Pasuk Gedalid is Vihi Nitzma O Avralav Kuch Ruchkina, right? Vikine, okay, fine, whatever, Vikine Sishto. Pasuk of Zion, right, is Im Nitma, that's the first one we mentioned, and then finally Pasuk Chavtes, right? Vin Nitma, and she becomes Tami. So the first two are out of order. So the Gemara is tackless. The Gemara says Lama. Why do you need all three of those Pesukim? The Gemara says Echad Lebal, Echad Leboel, VeEchad Letruma. One teaches me that the Sota is Ozer to her husband, right? While you're undergoing this whole Sota process. One that teaches me she's Osir to the Boel, if for whatever reason, let's say the husband dies or whatever, if she survives, etc., she would be Osir to the Boel, but it was clear, if she survives, it doesn't mean that she was innocent, meaning clearly she was guilty, but right, again, that if for whatever reason, you didn't go through the whole situation, and she ends up being potentially available, right, so she's not allowed to marry the guy, or, and finally, Vechel the Truma, and finally, she is not allowed to eat Truma. Again, let's say, again, in a certain scenario where she would be able to eat Truma, if she's married to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen, right, if she would go back to her husband, go back to her father's house without any children, right, okay, meaning that if she kind of cheated, so then she's no longer able to eat Truma. That's the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kal v'chomer. Now, this Kal v'chomer is not going to make any sense in context of what Rabbi Akiva just said. The Gemara we're not going to talk about today, the Gemara tomorrow will address it. But Rabbi Shmuel says, what do you mean? It's a Kal v'chomer. Wait, forget the Joshua. It's a Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? What are we trying to teach? So if you look at Rashi, Kal v'chomer, if you look at Rashi, Kal v'chomer, it's kind of like a little bit over and up, right? Einu tzarech la'avim in a mikra l'poslam in a kahuna. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that she's pasul from the kahuna milisa l'kohen, from to marry a kohen. Now, Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything about marrying a kohen, right? All he said was that she's usher to the baal, she's usher to the boel, and she's not allowed to eat truma. He said nothing about whether this woman is a chalala, whether she's allowed to marry a Kohen. So that's why the Gemara is going to later on tomorrow. Right, we're going to talk about it. Really, on the base, but we're not going to read it today. Right, it's going to be like, what in the world is this conversation? But either way, Rabbi Kiva has this drasha nitma 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 for Baal Boel and for Truma. Rabbi Shmuel says it's a Kal v'chomer. What's a Kal v'chomer? That she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. My grusha shemuteres the Truma sura laguna. A grusha, someone who's divorced, is allowed to eat Truma, but is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Kohen's not allowed. Right, to marry a grusha. So zua she'asura b'truma enotin she'asura lakuna. So the sota who's not allowed to eat truma, certainly, right, she is not allowed to marry a kohen. Okay, fine. That's again, someone in a scenario where the woman gets divorced and she goes back to her father's house, right? She's allowed to eat truma. She goes, it means a bas kohen who goes back to her father's house, allowed to eat truma, right? But she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So in the case where Sota's not allowed to eat truma, certainly she cannot marry a kohen. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ma tamad lomar v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma. Just to go back to the psukim, right? The psukim say, my pasuk says, "Vavara love Vavara love kuroch kina v'kine esishto." The guy gets jealous and he warns his wife, "V'hi nitzma," and she was guilty. Oh, avara love kuroch kina v'kine esishto, v'hi lo nitzma. Right, and then or right, he warned her, and she was not guilty. Right, so what's that drasha? I mean, what's going on over here? Skomar says, "Im nitzma," meaning because menarushach, right? Im nitzma, if she was tame, right? Lama shosa. What's the point of her having her drink the mesota? And im lo nitma, and if she wasn't tame, so lama mashka. Why did she drink the mesota? So magid l'chal kashim she suffik asura. Apparently, we see again. What are we saying? That just the suffik, the fact that maybe we're not sure, right? That will tell me that a suffik is usur. And that's the point. The point of the mesota that is in the case of where there was a suffik, he drinks the mesota because she doesn't need to drink if she's totally tahor. She doesn't need to drink if she's totally tame, right? And in that scenario, right, she is usur to him during that time. Right? So therefore, that the suffik is usur. Mikan, from here, ironically enough, the Gemara dons, right, that atadan l'sheretz. You can learn about regular standard tuma. Let's say, for example, tuma sheretz, which is, you know, a light type of tuma. Just like a case by a sota, where the Gemara doesn't, the Torah does not hold a shogeg is like mazid, or an onus, or God forbid, a rape is like something that was done willingly. And again, if it's a rape, it's not a sota, and if it was shogeg, right, some sort of shogeg situation. Is also mutter, right? If she thought, you know, she thought it was her husband or whatever it was, for example. So in that case, it's suffik is like vade. Suffik, right? Again, the suffik sota is considered like a vade. It's considered to be as if she actually cheated on him, and therefore they're usur until the suffik is resolved. So sheretz, so too by a sheretz, she usur, but so gikmezid, onus karatzon. The case of halacha of a sheretz, it doesn't matter, right? How you became tame. If you touch a sheretz, you're tame. It doesn't matter if it dropped on you, someone threw it on you, right? It was important. You knew you were tame, you didn't know you were becoming tame. Right? Regardless, everything is the same. Right, so the inodin she has a bosafik kevadai. So certainly, right, a suffix should also be like a vadai, and it should also be a suffix. Should also be tummy. Umi makom shebasa, and from the place where you came. Meaning that, therefore, meaning if we're learning this halach from sota, right? If you look at Rashi over here, laho v'lo lamanta mi. Right, so since you're the whole source of this halacha that we're going to treat a suffik like a vadai by tuma, right, is from sota. Choser v'don, right, we have to go back and learn about halacha of sota, right, to see where we're drawing this halacha from, right. And just and this is just to clarify in Rashi. We'll keep on reading to the end because he brings it out well. Right, sota demas sota the had tama misafek bershes ayachid, right. Who amakum haroilistar, right? Just like by a sota, where do we say that she was a sota, right? By definition, she was secluded with a guy, right? That's Rishus Ayachid. That is the only place where she can become tame, right? If it was in public, right, there's no isra here, there's no seclusion. So, aftoa Rishus Ayachid, tzviko tame, right? So, too, if the suffik in question by toma, right, is in Rishus Ayachid, so the suffik is going to be tame. But, aval Rishus Aravim, but if it's in public, so then tohar, then we have no halacha, right? Necessarily, that would tell me that a suffik is going to be tummy. So that's what we're about to say. Right, makom shabatzah, from the place where you, back in the Gemara, makom shabatzah, from the place where you came, right, we learned the halacha, right, ma sota rishus hayachid, right, just like a sota is in rishus hayachid, af sheretz rishus hayachid. So too, the halacha we're applying to sheretz, that a suffik is like a vade, that a suffik tuma in rishus hayachid, that's going to be tummy, that's also only in rishus hayachid. Ma sota davar sheish bo das, lishol, right, just, and so too, a sota, we're dealing with human beings, that have, you could ask them, right, there's some sort of das, they have das to tell you yes or no, even though there's a suffik over here. So afsheret, so too, by a case of tuma, right, davar sheish bo das lishol, it has to be a scenario where the people involved, or the people, the items involved, has to have some aspect of human interaction. If, for example, the suffik tuma was because an animal dragged something or whatever, so then we're not going to apply this halacha of suffik tuma b'shus ayochid is tame. When we can, and so too over here, amru davar sheish bo das lishol b'shus ayochid tzviko tame. Right, therefore, that's what we said. That's where we get the idea that if you have a suffik tuma and you have someone you can ask about it, even though they may not know the answer necessarily, but it's a suffik tuma that involves someone who can be asked. So b'shus ayochid tzviko tame, and b'shus ayochid is going to be tame b'shus arabim. Say gotar, and the Rishus Rabbim, we're not going to apply this from sota, because sota is not Rishus Rabbim, so therefore the suffik is going to be tar. But if you don't have any way of asking this item, let's say it was, like I said, it's dragged by an animal or whatever, we have no people involved in the picture, so then Beim Rishus Yachid, Beim Rishus Rabbim, Shmei Gotar, right, regardless of whether you're, wherever you are, right, it's going to be tar, because we don't have this binyan av, if you will, right, this basis for halacha, right, coming from sota. Okay, and the Gemara, we're going to stop here because the Gemara is then going to ask, right, what in the world is going on between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.